AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. France is now warning its citizens to avoid Sharm el-Sheikh, Egypt altogether, unless they have a compelling reason to go. The U.S. and the U.K. say it's possible there was a bomb on board a Russian passenger plane that left Sharm el-Sheikh's airport on Saturday and crashed in the Egyptian desert, killing everyone on board. AP White House correspondent Mark Smith on what President Obama's saying.
The president says U.S. experts haven't reached a definitive judgment, but he says they are looking closely at possible evidence of an explosive device.
I think there is a possibility that there was a bomb on board, and we're taking that very seriously.
Still, in an interview with Seattle radio station KIRO, he didn't discuss the evidence or the claim by Islamic State militants to have downed the Metrojet plane. Nor did he go as far as British Prime Minister David Cameron, who called a bomb more likely than not the cause of Sunday's crash. Mark Smith at the White House.
A cop trying to hire a hitman. The Illinois police officer who staged his own suicide in September to make it look like he'd been killed by criminals had looked into hiring a gang member to kill a Fox Lake, Illinois administrator, according to authorities, because he feared she was close to finding out that he was stealing money from a youth group. How does Ann Marin, the potential target, feel on hearing this?
It's been very scary. It's been surreal. But I have been tasked to do a job, and I have to see this through, and that is my plan.
In Arkansas, as many as six people have been killed in a charter bus crash this morning along Interstate 40 in North Little Rock. It was raining and foggy, but we don't know if that was a factor. Chris Christie and Mike Huckabee's poll numbers are so low they've been dropped from the next A-list Republican presidential debate. This is AP Radio News. Health officials say 40 people are now on the list of those sickened by E. coli in an outbreak linked to Chipotle restaurants in Washington State and Oregon. Chris Collins is in Lake Oswego, Oregon, and he says he got sick.
It's hard for me to believe that I can go back to a place like Chipotle, even if they make strides to improve it, because the reality was is that there was waste in the food that I ate.
More than 40 Chipotle restaurants remain closed in Washington State and the Portland area of Oregon as health officials search for the source of the E. coli outbreak. New unemployment numbers come out this morning. Economists are forecasting that hiring in October added 185,000 jobs. The unemployment rate is expected to remain 5.1% for a third month in a row. Hiring at that level, while below last year's pace, would still be enough to lower the unemployment rate over time. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.